Later that year, he rolled up at our booth at MG BizCon. He says, "You saved my life." And I looked at him and I said,
"What did I do?" That's a bold statement.
So he tells his story. He was going camping. He was driving. He had a bunch of weed in the car. He had some mushrooms in the car. Going to have a good time. He finishes a spliff and gets pulled over by a Utah State trooper. So rolling dirty. He was going straight.
Rolling dirty. Yeah.
Do three hots in a cot, right?
Oh, man.
So smart guy, though. He took the product. And instead of frantically spraying the air, because you got to touch the odor molecules for it to work.
Right.
Smart guy. Air conditioner's on high. He's under the dashboard going, bump, 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 bump. And he said, "I rolled away with a warning for speeding." And
wow.
I love that story.
Wow.
Because I'm here to help weed succeed commercially. Cannabusters, 98.5% of terpenes are eliminated when we fog this on the outside of a fan.
Amazing.
And personally... And by the way, it works on everything.
Okay.
I tell people all the time, best place to try it and prove it is the next time you're on the throne dropping the kids off at the pool.
And we are back here at CWCBE Expo. It's your host, Max Uas, with Meat Unshackled. And I'm here with my good friend, Derek Stuckey. Derek has, me and Derek have seen each other, known each other, crossed paths. I feel
for
like
several years.
I feel
now.
Like a bajillion times. You know, just at different. And we're finally getting him on the podcast because he, for anybody that worries about smell, the smell of cannabis. Because it's always, huh?
Stinky.
It's the one thing. Like we were driving in to the expo this morning, right? And I was reminiscing on growing up here on the East Coast, and this was like when they used to still have traffic cops on every street corner. You got busted more by the traffic cops than you did by anybody else if you were smoking weed in your car.
Because they could smell it.
Because they could smell it. Because they're stopping everybody. Stop, go. And if you're hotboxing your car, and you know what I mean?
They see the telltale clouds coming out of the windows and cracks.
You know what hotbox is.
Yes. Yeah. And if you don't know it, well, I mean, even because, you know, it was new. I mean, this was like before weed was legalized in New York.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like you didn't go down to Washington Square Park to go buy a bag, you know what I mean, or just whatever, and drive around. So the ability to actually cover the scent of cannabis, to cover the scent of weed, I think is like one of those things that you don't know you need it until you need it, and then you need it, and then you don't know how to get it, you know what I mean, because like there's all sorts of like false alternatives.
There are tons of products that mask and try to cover.
Right. You can burn so many incense sticks.
But this product eliminates the odor and renders it nil, nothing.
Right.
And it does so by oxidation.
Which is insane because we just saw you demo this. Let's do the demo.
Yeah.
For those of you at home.
The demo. So my demo's kind of fun.
The demo's fun. I'm going to let you open that because I don't want to spill it everywhere.
Yeah. So I carry some weed.
For some reason, he always carries weed, brings it in.
And it's really
pungent as soon as you take it out.
I buy it for that reason.
Right, he buys it and then brings it.
And then you smell it.
And your fingers smell like it.
All right, so let's spray it a little bit, ask you to rub a bit, and then smell when you're ready.
And it's gone.
There's nothing.
And it's ridiculous. There's no
nothing.
Scent, no anything.
And don't forget this last piece.
Which means it's safe.
Well,
okay.
As I said.
Unless he just drinks a whole lot of his product. But you do that, what, 40 times a day?
Oh, more.
At least, yeah.
I've been doing 20 trade shows a year.
Yes.
We've throttled down this year. We're doing about 8.
Okay.
But at a trade show, 50, 60, 80, 100 times a day.
Right.
And the reason I do that is to demonstrate the safety of the product. It literally is the same chemistry that comes down with rain and causes you to say, the air smells so clean, it just rained. So we've bottled nature and made it available to people who want to not smell like a stoner.
Right.
Or not get caught smoking. So my favorite story, let me share with you.
Here we go.
I'd given the bottle to a fella, a good guy in Utah, in the industry. Later that year, he rolled up at our booth at MJ BizCon. He says, "You saved my life." And I looked at him and I said,
what did I do? So that's a bold statement.
So he tells his story. He was going camping. He was driving. He had a bunch of weed in the car. He had some mushrooms in the car. Going to have a good time. He finishes a spliff and gets pulled over by a Utah State Trooper. So rolling dirty. He was going straight.
Rolling dirty. Yeah.
Do three hots and a cot, right?
Oh, man.
So smart guy, though. He took the product. And instead of frantically spraying the air, because you got to touch the odor molecules for it to work.
Right.
Smart guy. Air conditioner's on high. He's under the dashboard going, bump, 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 bump. And he said, I rolled away with a warning for speeding.
Wow.
I love that story.
Wow.
Because I'm here to help weed succeed commercially. Can of busters, 98.5% of terpenes are eliminated when we fog this on the outside of a fan.
Amazing.
And personally... And by the way, it works on everything.
Okay.
I tell people all the time, best place to try it and prove it is the next time you're on the throne dropping the kids off at the pool. Because if it's organic, this product will oxidize and eliminate those fragrances.
Amazing.
And so I tell people, just sort of spray overhead like this because you want to touch the molecules. Hold your position. You'll feel the mist go by your face. You'll take a sniff and say, no shit.
Literally. So I think what's interesting about this, because like we've been, you know, there was another circuit that we were running on.
Yeah.
Eric, are you going to fart and then test it, or what are you doing?
Okay. It works. Don't drop the juice in here, man.
No. So we were, you know, and I always moderated like the grow, and you were always integrated into the grow panels because what your commercial grade version of Cannabuster is like would go into grow facilities, right?
Right.
To help eliminate the smell of 10,000 plants being grown, so that you weren't advertising to the neighbors like, "Hey, we're growing a ton of weed right down the street from you."
I know people who, I just talked to a gal in California. She had an illicit grow.
Okay.
A black market, whatever you want to call it, for 15 years. And the smell
is what got
brought
her
caught. The cops.
Ugh.
They raided it, shut it down. She lost it all. Fortunately, she wasn't there. She didn't get implicated.
Okay, fair enough.
But
she lost.
That's a heartbreak. 15 years of your life.
15 years of your life, 15 years of your business, 15 years of whatever.
And because of odor.
Yeah, just because of the smell. And I think, I have clients that run dispensaries, I have clients that run grows and whatever, and I think one of the major complaints that they get, especially if you're running a dispensary and you're in a strip mall or you're in a yada, 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 is like, I can smell it through the walls, you know what I mean? Like, you don't always get to pick and choose your neighbors when you run a retail location.
No.
You know what I mean? And
no.
Even if you're running a grow or whatever.
Well, the truth is, if you're thinking about building a grow and starting a grow, think carefully about where you site your location.
Okay.
If you're close to people, I guarantee
people in general.
You have problems.
Right. Because somebody's going to be like, it smells like weed. It smells like this.
People love to complain about weed.
Yeah.
And odor is the biggest complaint that they lodge. Light and noise are second and third. So,
Put
it away from people.
Yeah.
And then if you have problems or if you're required to offer an odor control plan, I'm delighted to work with you. And I will tell you, as I told the people in Santa Barbara County at their Board of Supervisors meeting, they were voting whether or not to mandate carbon scrubbers.
Really?
For the growers there. Now, these carbon scrubbers are half a mil a piece.
Yeah.
A greenhouse may need 4, 5, 6, 8.
God.
I don't know.
And that's like something you put on a spaceship, right?
Thank you. And I told the board.
Scrubber is something you put on a spaceship.
The solution to cannabis odor is, number one, eliminate the smell.
Right.
Number two, prove it. And we do with gas chromatography. And number three, it doesn't cost millions. It doesn't even cost hundreds of thousands.
Right.
My systems sell for tens of thousands, and I eliminate odor. So if you need odor control, hit me up.
That's the way to do it. So you can come in, you can basically,
yes.
like, So, yeah, so from this, from a retail standpoint, if a store wanted to sell this to their customers, they can 100%. Buy it and sell it out of their retail mm-hmm. shop. But if you're running a cultivation, if you're running a grow, even a manufacturing facility.
100%.
You know what
Especially
I mean?
Because if they're extracting an A1, D1 room, there's a lot of odor.
Oh,
it
yeah.
has to go out.
Yeah, that has to vent.
So
know?
We worked with an extractor in Cathedral City.
Okay.
They were getting enforcement visits every week from the city.
Wow.
$250, $500, $750, $1,000.
Fines?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes, because of odor.
Ugh.
So
and you know,
we came in, we installed fogging rings and nozzles on their A1, D1, and other exhausts. The city came back, went, we like
smell?
It, and never came back. They never even showed up
I
again.
I love it. I love it. So, wait, so a fogging ring, almost like a mister?
That's what we do.
Really?
So let's take that idea now, apply it to something that may be more applicable to people at home.
Okay.
If you are growing at home.
If you're a home grower.
If you're a home grower.
Okay.
This, I got to digress with a funny story. A gal walks up on my booth, Chicago lady. She says, I hope you can help me. What's going on? She goes, well, my kid's principal's from school calls me all the time and complains that their backpacks smell like weed. Right? So in my mind, I'm like,
why is
you
your kid
your
bringing
kids from mules?
Yeah, like, why is your kid carrying weed in his backpack?
But what was really going on, she was growing at home in her basement.
And it,
and
the smell
went through
permeated.
The whole house
yeah, so everybody.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's
so
kind of like having a cigarette smoker in the household.
Thank
all
you.
Your kids smell like smoke, too.
So here's the solution. Can of Breezy.
Okay.
In a diffuser. Not in your tent, but in the room.
Okay.
That you have your tent and grow in. It will smell like it just rained in there, baby. Hey, I moved to my place in Texas the first hot day. I said, no worries, I'll turn on the air conditioner. Dear God in heaven, the smell that came up out of the vents was horrifying.
Oh, yeah. So you're like, I'm going to jail.
It wasn't weed. It was death and decay.
Oh.
So I put a diffuser down by the return duct. I laid my head down to sleep. I woke up in the morning. I cleared my head. I said, I love
We're
my
good.
Product.
Yes. Yes. And the great thing about this is it's like it helps with anything. I mean, it's cannabis.
Well, it keeps my marriage happy.
Yes.
My wife don't care that I smoke weed, but she sure don't like the smell.
Right.
So
absolutely.
I simply give myself a mist shower, hit a few shots in the mouth, and there's peace.
And then we're good.
And that's not a bad thing,
we're
right?
good. Man, I wish, like, yeah. That's phenomenal. So where do they go? It's cannabusters.com or?
Cannabreezy.com.
Cannabreezy. Okay.
Cannabreezy.
Is that with an IE or a Y?
EY. BREEZY.
Okay.
Cannabreezy.com. Cannabreezy OE if you want to follow us on Instagram.
Okay.
But here's the good news. This 2-ounce bottle that will absolutely make your life better.
Right.
Costs $5.
That's it.
$5. And if you want to put it on your shelf, you'll like the wholesale price is plenty of margin for us to both do really well.
Absolutely. So. And that's I feel like just for $5 for that, that's going to save a lot. I mean, if you think about it, if you are in a state like
Texas.
New York, Texas. No, but we live in Texas.
We live in Texas.
We live in Texas. But I'm
that's
just saying.
That's why I use my stuff all the time, and I have a diffuser running in my home all the time.
Well, let's just put it this way. Let's just say you travel a lot for business, and you happen to rent cars, and the last thing you want to do is return a car that
smells
like
weed.
Or, you know, if you're a cigarette smoker and, you know, don't know smoking in the car. How do they know you're smoking in the car? Well,
it smells like an ashtray.
It smells like an ashtray.
100%.
You know?
Every time I rent a vehicle that has been used by a smoker, and it's almost every single time.
Right.
I take my product, I crank the air conditioner on high.
Right into the vents.
Right into the vents. And it gets better.
Really?
Yes.
Have you tried selling this to, like, rental car companies?
I want to sell it wherever I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've got to leave, man, let's talk.
All right. I'm just saying, like, I feel like.
100%.
Well, I mean, I know that they make a ton of money just, like, charging people for, you know, for violations on smoking and stuff. But I think from a resale market, like, there's, like, oh, the ex-owner used to be a smoker. You know what I mean? Like, oh, great. Now it doesn't smell like that. I feel like real estate agents could use this for anybody. Like, if you were a smoker in the house and the house smells like an old ashtray and, like, now we don't want to.
Or the house, you had a fire and it smells like smoke.
Yes.
Boom. Or you had a sewer spill and it smells like.
Ugh.
Boom. Right? Every one of those organic smells, because they're organic, will be absolutely dismantled, oxidized by the product. And the active ingredient.
How did you come up with this?
God did.
Okay. Well, how did you talk to God to figure out this product?
So I'm not responsible for the smart part.
Okay.
I just love the product and love the cell. But here's the interesting thing. The old scientist, I don't even know if he's alive now, 15, 20 years ago.
Okay.
His dad was in an end-of-life care facility and completely eaten up with bed sores, which is horrible.
Ugh.
He knew that the healing properties of iodine could help. And so he put iodine crystals in felt pads, quarter inch, and he sent them to his dad.
All right.
The doctor calls him and says, you gave your dad 7 more years of life and quality.
That's crazy.
Because that causes those cells to regranularize and heal up. It's amazing. My mother got bed sores. I sent her some pads. Boo! It's beautiful. That's why I'm passionate about my product.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's an incredible product. Not only is the odor control side of it, but all the uses. I mean, look, it's in your table salt.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. I love it.
The table salt iodine is not activated.
Right.
This is activated, and that's where the oxidation occurs. And it's really an electron exchange between that odorous molecule and the I2. And once it touches, it sucks the electron out. It falls apart. It no longer smells like what it was because it is no longer that.
Because it changes the chemical compound.
Well, it just breaks it apart into component pieces. So you got water and some other stuff, and it doesn't smell because it knows it's no longer what it was.
I love smart people.
It's brilliant, right?
It really is.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Canna Breezy.
Eric, Canna Busters.
And Canna Busters.
Max, always
a
pleasure.
I'm so happy to get you on this. Finally.
I love it.
Absolutely. This has been another episode of Meat Unshackled. We'll see you in the next one. Go check out Canna Breezy.
Thanks, y'all.
All right.
At Neurovine, we've developed a hydroponic nutrient dosing system called the Aurora. It's advanced, easy to use, and competitively priced. The Aurora can be used in both small and large-scale facilities and works great for recirculating and drain-to-waste systems. We've got clients saving 2 to 3 hours of labor every day and getting 15% increases in their yield. You can control the Aurora directly from your smartphone or computer so you can grow on vacation. Automation is the future of agriculture, and Neurovine is the future of automation.
Neurovine City, boy. Neurovine City.
Loving the system, man. Loving the system. Happy customer right here. This is a stand-up machine. This is something else.
When they're hungry, they eat. I don't have to come out here daily to look at my phone and make sure it's doing the right thing. I love it.
Having the level of precision from the peristaltic pumps, which can be down to the milliliter, is awesome. By having such resolution and precision, we can also push the envelope of growth, and that has really helped us.
I think the system is more modular than other products. It's also, I think, a better value in general. The software that you get in the cloud and the physical hardware, it's a really effective system.
The plants are growing huge. The system really gives it full potential.
In this business, this takes the cake.
I love everything about it. I mean, hands down, I love everything about it.
The results are, above and beyond what I expect,
It's a pleasure to be working with you, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.